it sounded, the board will immediately go into executive session to vote on the consent agenda. However, if the applicant or any party in opposition or a board member wishes to speak on the application will be removed from the consent agenda and it will be heard in the order in which it was received by the secretary and listed on the published agenda as amended. Unless the board acts to amend the agenda, cases will be heard in the following order: deferral or withdrawals, consent agenda cases, appeals, remaining new cases, and previously deferred cases. Our secretary will sound each case on the agenda and will give the planning staff and the MPU recommendations. All cases will be heard in the order as listed on the agenda or in accordance with the amended agenda, as adopted by the board. Everyone who wishes to speak must fill out a blue card located next to the, I believe, next to the door at the front of the room or the back of the room, and hand it to me prior to speaking. Prior to presenting any testimony, all applicants will be asked to state his or her name and address for the record. If an applicant wishes to defer his or her case for any reason, please make that request to defer immediately after the case is sounded and before making any statements on the merits of the case. The board will not take any statements from those in support or opposition if the applicant has made a request to defer a case for the very first time. Cases that are deferred at the request of the applicant will be assessed a deferral fee. The secretary to the board will notify the applicant of the amount of the required fee, which should be paid within 3 days of notification in order for the case to be placed on a subsequent agenda. For cases being heard today, the applicant will be allowed a total of 10 minutes to present his or her case. Testimony by members of the public in support of the case shall be included within the 10-minute applicant presentation time. Since the burden of proof is upon the applicant may choose to save part of the 10-minute time period for rebuttal following all other testimony. That rebuttal time will be limited to addressing comments or questions that have been raised by opposition or for clarification purposes. Following the initial presentation by the applicant, parties who oppose the case shall be allotted a total of 10 minutes to present their testimony. It benefits these parties to be as concise and organized as possible regarding each presentation and to be considerate of the number of parties that wish to speak in opposition to the application. All testimony is taken as if under oath and subject to the penalties of perjury. All testimony should be relevant, although we do not adhere to formal court rules of evidence. All material that you submit to this board does become evidence. If it can be easily copied, you may request that it be returned, and our secretary will endeavor to do so. Following all testimony, the board will promptly go into executive session, have time to consider the presentations by all parties and any related materials presented, as well as ask questions of each party as desired or necessary, and then vote immediately following each case. No participation by the public will be permitted during executive session unless specifically requested by a board member. Written publication from the Office of Planning confirming the results of the hearing will be sent within 1 week. The only matters this board will address are the zoning issues related to the applicable variance, special exception, or an appeal as advertised and stated in the published agenda for this meeting. Please address and confine all comments to that specific subject. The chair reserves the right to interrupt if any speaker has strayed from the subject and to request that a party remove his or herself from the room if disruptive to the proceedings. The board will decline to mediate disputes that are not related to the case. Please note that this board does not have authority over the policies, procedures, and operations of the departments of the City of Atlanta. We will be addressing zoning matters pursuant to the City of Atlanta zoning ordinance as it relates to the relevant facts, the particular application and comments, and evidence from the parties that are before us and are speaking in either support or denial. One other matter should be mentioned. Differing viewpoints may be presented today, and it is possible and even probable that not everyone will agree with or be pleased with the decision of the board. However, this board does intend to make fair decisions based on the relevant facts of the case and in accordance with the relevant ordinances contained in the City of Atlanta zoning ordinance. Finally, no demonstration will be permitted in the chambers. Please refrain from any applause or dialogue when any person is speaking, and at the conclusion of a particular application hearing, please depart the chambers in a quiet and orderly manner. At this time, we ask that you turn off and vibrate of all cell phones, paging devices, and flashes from cameras so that we may proceed with as little disruption as possible. I will now entertain a motion to adopt the published agenda.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mrs. Hall.
Thank you. I move that we adopt today's agenda as published, with the exception of the following cases, which will be moved to the front of the agenda for consideration of deferral or denial without prejudice. These cases are V-15-401, V-16-56, V-16-37, V-16-67, V-16-68, and V-16-74.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we adopt today's agenda with the exception of the six cases which were read into the record by Mrs. Hall for consideration of possible deferral or denial without prejudice. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say no. Hearing none, motion is carried. I will now entertain a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mrs. Hall.
I move that we vote on these cases as part of the consent agenda. These cases are V-16-33, which is located at 701 Atlanta Student Movement Boulevard Southwest. Item V-16-44, which is located at 195 Cleveland Street Southeast. Case V-16-69, which is located at 338 7th Street Northeast. Case V-16-70, which is located at 1296 Murphy Avenue Southwest. Case V-16-73, which is located at 29 Peachtree Circle Northeast. And case V-16-77, located at 1307 Beecher Street Southwest.
Do I have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we adopt these cases as part of the consent agenda. However, before we make a vote on that, I would like to ask if any board member wishes to remove any item from the consent agenda and place it back on the public hearing agenda. Seeing none, I will ask the same question of the public. Is there any member of the public present who wishes to be heard on any of the applications that were read into the record for consideration of the consent agenda? In that event, we have a motion on the floor that has been properly seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Hearing none, the motion is carried and the consent agenda is adopted.
Madam Chair, I would like to announce that the following cases will be deferred to the next available hearing because the applicant has requested a first-time deferral: V-1656, V-1668, and V-1674. A recommendation of deferral from the MPU or Office of Planning Staff has been submitted for V-15401 and V-1637. These cases will be deferred at your discretion. A recommendation of denial without prejudice has been submitted for V-1667. The original signposting affidavit has not been submitted for V-1669. If you are the applicant or representative for any of these cases, please see Mr. Jarrell Leonard, who is seated to my far right, to obtain a signposting affidavit form at this time. Failure to submit your signposting affidavit will result in a delay of the board hearing your case. Additionally, if your case is on the consent agenda, it will be removed and placed back in the order listed on the agenda. If your case is listed on the consent agenda, it is advised that you stay until the board takes action on your case. Madam Chair, the first two cases I will read together and request that you all vote on them separately. They are V-15-401, appeal of Jillian Arnold of a decision of an administrative officer of the Office of Planning for the approval of a special administrative permit, SAP 13113, for property located at 1000 Park Avenue Northeast, fronting 340 feet on the south side of Phipps Boulevard and beginning approximately 616 feet from the southwest intersection of Phipps Boulevard and Wyuka Road. Zoned SPI 12, subarea 1, Buckhead Lennox Station, special public interest district, landlot 44 of the 17th district, Fulton County, Georgia, owner 100 Park Avenue Partners LP, Council District 7, MPUB, and V-1656, appeal of Douglas Dillard and Jillian Arnold of a decision of an administrative officer of the Office of Planning for the approval of a special administrative permit, SAP 13113, for property located at 1000 Park Avenue Northeast, fronting 340 feet on the south side of Phipps Boulevard and beginning approximately 616 feet from the southwest intersection of Phipps Boulevard and Wyuka Road. Zoned SPI 12, subarea 1, Buckhead Lennox Station, special public interest district, landlot 44 of the 17th district, Fulton County, Georgia, owner 100 Park Avenue Partners LP, Council District 7, MPUB.
Thank you. Do we have an appellant here to speak on the appeals or the request for appeal? I mean, for the deferral. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the board. I'm Doug Dillard with Pursley Fries and Torgerson, and Jill Arnold and I represent the appellant. You have deferred V-1656, I guess, because it's a first-time request, but V-1656 is an appeal to an amendment of the SAP that was granted that the subject matter of the V-15-401. However, having said all that, I think Raquel is instructed to vote on them separately, and I think that is correct. We have agreed with Wood Partners and the property owners to the deferral of each of these cases for 30 days. Ms. Gay is here to confirm that. We are very close to working this all out with a fifth modification of this matter, but I think we're all encouraged by the progress that we've made over the last 60 days. We appreciate the deferral previously granted, and we would ask that you approve each of these requests. I think Ms. Gay is here to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Dillard.
Sharon Gay with Denton's US 303 Peachtree. And yes, I'm here speaking on behalf both of Wood Partners, who was the applicant for the SAP amendments that are the subject of the two appeals, and 100 Park Avenue Partners, the property owner. And we are in agreement that we would like to seek a 30-day deferral of both cases.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on the deferral request? Seeing none, we'll go into executive session, and I would say, for one, I'm delighted to support the request. I think this is an example of when deferrals definitely have good results, so I would entertain a motion to that effect, and we need to vote on each application separately.
Chair.
Yes, Mrs. Hall.
Thank you. With regard to item V-15-401, I move that we defer taking action on this case to our meeting scheduled for June the 9th, 2016.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that with respect to application V-15-401, that we defer taking action on this application until our regularly scheduled meeting on June the 9th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Hearing none, it's unanimous. Motion carried.
Chair.
Yes, Mrs. Hall.
Thank you. With regard to item V-15-56, I move that we defer taking action on this case until our meeting on June the 9th, 2016.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that with respect to application V-16-056, that we defer taking action on this application until our regularly scheduled meeting on June 9th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Hearing none, it's unanimous. Motion carried. Thank you.
V-1637, application of Abbas Hayden for a variance to reduce the front yard setback from 30 feet to 24 feet to allow the construction of a single-family dwelling for property located at 596 St. Charles Way Northeast, fronting 170 feet on the north side of St. Charles Way and beginning 32 feet from the northwest intersection of St. Charles Way and Lakeview Avenue. Zoned R5, single-family residential slash Beltline overlay, landlot 48 of the 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Kari Kane, Council District 6, NPUE. Both staff and NPUE recommend a deferral.
And do we have an applicant or applicant's representative?
Yes. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the board. My name is Nina Gentry. I've been brought into this case by the property owners, Kari and Manana Kane. We are asking for a second deferral as we are continuing to work with the adjacent neighbors and are hopeful that we will be before you in 30 days with a resolution. We appreciate your consideration.
Excellent. Is there anyone else who would like to speak either in favor of or in opposition of the request for deferral? Seeing none, we'll go into executive session and I will entertain a motion.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Madam Hall.
With regard to item V-16-37, I move that we defer taking action on this case to a regularly scheduled meeting in June.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that with respect to application V-16-37, that we defer taking action on this application until a regularly scheduled meeting in June. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Hearing none, it's unanimous. Motion carried.
V-1667, application of Evan Rogers for a variance to increase the maximum lot coverage from 40% to 42.14% for the installation of a swimming pool and pool decking in the rear yard of a single-family residence located at 15 Lake Forest Lane Northeast, fronting 110 feet on the south side of Lake Forest Lane and beginning 125 feet from the southeast intersection of Lake Forest Lane and Lake Forest Drive. Zoned R3, single-family residential, landlot 95 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Bruce Schroeder, Council District 8, NPUB. Staff recommends a denial without prejudice. NPUB did not take action on this application.
Do we have an applicant? Applicant for V-16-67. Mrs. Jackson, can you... withdrawal. That's right. Okay. So is there anyone who would like to speak either in favor of or in opposition of the request for withdrawal? Seeing none, we'll go into executive session. I'll entertain a motion. Mr. Miller.
Madam Chair, in reference to case number V-1667, I move that we withdraw this case without prejudice. Deny without prejudice.
It's been moved and properly seconded that with respect to V-16-67 that we deny this application without prejudice. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Hearing none, it's unanimous. Motion carried.
B1668, application of Vance Dover for a variance to reduce the front yard setback from 50 feet to 21 feet, allow an accessory structure to project in front of the main structure, increase the allowed front yard coverage from 30% to 34.4%, and a special exception to allow active recreation in a yard adjacent to a street to allow for the construction of an accessory structure, swimming pool, on property located at 1767 Friartuck Road Northeast, fronting 100 feet on the north side of Friartuck Road and beginning at the northeast intersection of Friartuck Road and Little John Trail. Zoned R3/BL, single-family residential beltline overlay, landlot 104 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner Matthew Toms, Council District 6, MPUE. Both staff and MPUE recommend a deferral.
Do we have an applicant here for this case? Seeing none, is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition of the request for deferral? At this point, we'll go into executive session, and I'll entertain a motion.
Madam Chair,
yes.
In reference to case number V1668, I move that we defer taking action on this case to our regular scheduled meeting June the 9th, 2016.
It's been moved and properly seconded that with respect to V-16-68 that we defer taking action on this application until our regularly scheduled meeting on June 9th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Hearing none, it's unanimous. Motion carried.
B-1674, application of DeMont Wallace for a variance to exceed the maximum width of a driveway in the half-depth front yard and to exceed the maximum total floor area of an accessory structure from 30% to 52% to construct a garage on property located at 1811 Langston Avenue Southwest, fronting 52 feet on the east side of Langston Avenue and beginning at the southwest intersection of Langston Avenue and Bird Street. Zoned R4, single-family residential, landlot 122 of the 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner DeMont Wallace, Council District 12, MPUX. Both staff and MPU recommend deferral.
Thank you. Do we have an applicant present? Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition of a deferral? Seeing none, we'll go into executive session. I'll entertain a motion from Mr. Barnes.
Madam Chair, on case V-16-74, I recommend we defer action to a regular scheduled meeting in June 2016.
It's been moved and properly seconded that with respect to V-16-74 that we defer taking action on this application until a regularly scheduled meeting in June on June 9th, 2016. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Hearing none, it's unanimous. Motion carried.
V-1633, application of James Talley Jr. for a variance to reduce the front yard setback from 40 feet to 10 feet, the half-depth front yard setback, John Hope Drive, from 20 feet to 10 feet, the half-depth front yard setback, Lachey Street, from 20 feet to 10 feet, the rear yard setback from 20 feet to 10 feet, and a special exception to allow a 6-foot fence in the front and half-depth front yards for the construction of a multifamily development. Pending rezoning to RG4, property located at 701 Atlanta Student Movement Boulevard Southwest, fronting approximately 219 feet on the north side of Atlanta Student Movement Boulevard and beginning at the southwest intersection of Lachey Street. Zoned RG4, landlot 109 of the 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, the Housing Authority of the City of Atlanta, Council District 4, MPUT. Both staff and MPUT recommend approval. V-1644, application of Lloyd King for a variance to reduce the half-depth front yard setback from 15 feet to 7 feet to construct a new single-family dwelling for property located at 195 Cleveland Street Southeast, fronting 55 feet on the west side of Cleveland Street and beginning at the northwest intersection of Cleveland Street and Arkwright Place. Zoned R5, single-family residential, landlot 13 of the 15th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Kingdom Estate Properties, Council District 5, MPUN. Both staff and MPU recommend approval. V-1669, application of Randy Matheny for a variance to reduce the half-depth front yard setback from 20 feet to 7 feet to construct a new two-story single-family dwelling on property located at 338 7th Street Northeast, fronting 44 feet on the north side of 7th Street and beginning at the northeast intersection of 7th Street and Glendale Terrace. Zoned RG3, Residential General Sector 3, landlot 48 of the 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Brian Crow, Council District 2, MPUE. V-1670, application of Patricia Wallace for a special exception to reduce the required on-site parking from 69 spaces to 19 spaces and to allow a six-foot fence with gate along a portion of the front yard, whereas it is restricted to allow for the construction of three new buildings and alterations to an existing building for redevelopment of the site for supportive housing pending rezoning Z-1606 and certificate from the mayor's office for property located at 1296 Murphy Avenue Southwest, fronting approximately 300 feet on the east side of Murphy Avenue and beginning approximately 382 feet from the center line intersection of Dill Avenue, zoned C1C/Beltline, community business conditional land lot 120 of the 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Housing First, Phoenix House LLC, Council District 12, MPUX. Both staff and MPU recommend approval. V-1673, application of Diane Barfield for a variance to reduce the south side yard setback from 7 feet to 3.5 feet to allow an addition to a single-family dwelling for property located at 29 Peachtree Circle Northeast, fronting 60 feet on the east side of Peachtree Circle, and beginning 137 feet from the southeast intersection of Peachtree Circle and Lafayette Drive. Zoned R4, single-family residential, landlot 105 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Joseph Reynolds, Council District 6, MPUE. Both staff and MPUE recommend approval. And V-1677, application of Milo Stankovic for a variance to reduce the half-depth front yard setback from 17.5 feet to 14 feet and the east side yard setback from 7 feet to 3.2 feet to allow a second-story addition to a single-family dwelling for property located at 1307 Beecher Street Southwest, fronting 50 feet on the north side of Beecher Street and beginning at the northeast intersection of Beecher Street and Pickett Place. Zoned R4/BL, single-family residential Beltline overlay, landlot 139 of the 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Milo Stankovic, Council District 4, MPUT. Both staff and MPU recommend approval.
Thank you. I'll now ask for a motion for approval of the consent cases.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mrs. Hall.
Thank you. I move that we approve the six cases read into the record, that comprise the consent agenda.
Second. It's been moved and properly seconded that with respect to those six case applications that represent the consent cases, that we approve those without condition. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Hearing none, it's unanimous. Motion carried.
If your case was listed on the consent agenda, you are free to go. V-1671, application of Norman Copeland for a variance to reduce the front yard setback from 40 feet to 1 foot to construct a second-story exterior balcony on existing commercial building for property located at 822 Marietta Street Northwest, fronting 40 feet on the west side of Marietta Street and beginning 211 feet from the southwest intersection of Marietta Street and Boss Street. Zoned I-1 Light Industrial, landlot 81 of the 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Fire Station Number 16, LLC, Council District 3, MPUE. Staff recommends a technical denial. MPUE recommends approval.
Good afternoon. My name is Norman Copeland. I'm with Troutman Sanders, and I'm here to present this variance request.
And if you could give us an address as well, Mr. Copeland.
My address is 600 Peachtree Street.
Thank you.
I'm here to respectfully request a request for a balcony on an existing 100-year-old fire station to make it a viable fabric in the community. And what I'd like to do is hand a quick handout. If you'd be kind enough to take a few moments to look through this picture portfolio, and I'm sure that folks who've been around land a long time will know exactly where this is. This request for variance is not unusual, and I think that my job now is to try to support the decision made by the Bureau of Planning, where they deferred it with, they denied it with, what was the reason that you, technical situation, and I think that sort of speaks for itself. This is an unusual case where it's a piece of commercial property and really has no lot frontage nor depth. This is an existing fire station built 100 years ago, which is already nonconforming with respect to I-1 setback. If you look at the picture number one in the handout I gave you, almost all buildings on the street front on the curb line. And I ask myself, why is this the only building along the present street frontage that is embayed about 22 feet by 20 feet back with a cantilevered canopy oversecting? And I can think of a good reason except for one what I want to share with the board. I think it was a place for the fire chief to park his car. Just for historic issues. Let me see your picture there. The next two or three pictures in the portfolio indicate the existing conditions which are there. There was parking, as you see in picture number two, parking in the front yard. While we received unanimous NPU approval, there was one recommendation that was made to help the streetscape, and that was to remove the curb cut. And put back a new sidewalk that connects both ends. I'd like to share with you a copy of that curb cut detail that we've perfected based on the NPU recommendation. I think this is a rather straightforward matter, but I think it's important to share with you some research that I did, thanks to planning staff giving me, to sort of set the stage why this thing makes a little bit of sense. We researched the ordinances and I researched the 2011 CDP proposal on the City of Atlanta character in-town neighborhood corridor conditions. And I'm going to give you this. This is only two sheets out of the report. But this is a corridor study that was done in the 2011 CDP, and I'd like to call your attention to one page, the second page, page 497, which sort of speaks to this issue very well. I color-coded it in yellow, and this is the thinking of what needs to be done. And some of our SPI districts, all buildings are required to be close to the street. The color coding that I put there said the front building facade should be built to the back edge of the sidewalk. I think one day, and I'm not sure if the property is ever rezoned from I-2 to some other district, that will be encouraged. But most importantly in this situation, and the owner will speak on that in just a minute, it gives the city a new look on a building that's been vacant for over 10 years. And the group is coming in here as a barbecue place, and I understand the food is excellent, and hopefully this balcony will contribute to the streetscape of the area. I would like to think it's an improvement to the area. If anyone has any questions, I would surely appreciate the any questions that we can answer. I can answer them for you, or the owner of the property, Mr. Isaac Frank, is here to speak if you'd like.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, we will go into executive session. And oh, sure.
That may be right, because I was not in the Bureau of Buildings.
Look and see next to it.
If you want to state for the record what it is, you just...
That is a historical photograph of the fire station when it was built. And most interesting, if you'll look, there was a house next door.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you it did not meet the 40-foot front yard setback.
That's great.
Mr. Isaac.
Did we file stamp this?
Sorry about that. This is my first rodeo here. I just wanted to say that we're the owner of the current owner of the fire station, and also the largest landlord owner of the whole block. And we certainly are in support of what the barbecue place wants to do. We love the building. We think she's great, and we think what the fire station, what the barbecue people want to do here, is in line with kind of our vision for the neighborhood, as well as hopefully the city of Atlanta. So.
Oh, I'm sorry, and we need your name and address and a blue card if you've not. You do have the blue card.
My name is Isaac Frank, and my address is 920 Crest Valley Drive, Atlanta, Georgia.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this application, in opposition of this application? Seeing none, we will now go into executive session. I'll entertain comments from board members. I'll just say that I think this is a wonderful adaptive reuse of the fire station. There was obviously a lot of charm to it in the beginning, and I think this is a continuing use that brings the neighborhood together, that enhances the walkability, livability, objects of the neighborhood. And I do recognize that staff has recommended a technical support, but that was basically because the application did not meet the physical hardship. That is one of the criteria. However, there is a hardship that is noted in staff's planning report. And also note to the fact that this is a benefit to the community, that the MPU is in favor of it, and that if approved, that that this would not have a negative impact against the public good. So I would support it for those reasons, and also would like to hear from Mrs. Hall.
Thank you, Madam. I'm always pleased to see adaptive reuse of our old buildings. We've torn too many down. There's too much that's gone from my childhood. So I'm glad to see this, and I think you're right. It's a very attractive proposal. So I will venture a motion based on the findings of fact of the staff report, but not with the conclusion and recommended provided by staff. I move to approve item V-16-71, even though the subject property does not satisfactorily meet the criteria for an exceptional lot condition. Approval of the zoning relief, of the requested relief, would not cause substantial detriment to the public good or impair the purposes and intent of the zoning ordinance.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that with respect to application V-16-71, that we approve this application without condition. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Hearing none, it's unanimous and motion carries.
Thank you very much.
V-1675, application of Patty Crenshaw for a variance to reduce the west side yard setback from 7 feet to 2 feet 8 inches to construct a second-story addition to a single-family dwelling for property located at 1040 Kentucky Avenue Northeast, fronting 50 feet on the north side of Kentucky Avenue and beginning 308 feet from the northwest intersection of Kentucky Avenue and Lanier Boulevard. Zoned R4, single-family residential, land lot 1 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Barry Ludis, Council District 5, MPUF. Staff recommends an approval. MPUF recommends approval with one condition.
Yes, could we have your name and address, please, as the applicant?
Absolutely. Barry Ludis at 1040 Kentucky Avenue here in Atlanta. And thank you for having me this afternoon. This is hopefully relatively routine. My house is up on the screen there, but we're adding a second-story addition onto the back of the home. The addition will be 3 foot two from the property line, but we've asked for 2 foot eight in the variance.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone?
It's my wife over here.
So you're not in opposition.
Favor. No, yeah.
Okay. On that basis, we will move into executive session, and I will entertain comments or motion from board members.
Madam Chair, based on the findings of fact, conclusion, and recommendation as found in the staff report, I move to approve V-16-75 with no conditions.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that with respect to V-16-75, that we approve this application without condition. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Hearing none, it's unanimous. Motion is carried. Thank you. Bye. This meeting will now be adjourned. Thank you.